Moncrief on News Talk.
One of the many shock revelations that have emerged during this election campaign is that Danny Healy-Ray has been using the same phone since 1997. He says he's not a fan of the smartphone, though that does raise the mystery of how he operates his Instagram account. Yet we probably all have possessions that we've become so fond of, we don't see the need to replace them. News Talk's My Socks Are Older Than My Children correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to people about this. Afternoon, Henry.
Afternoon. You're right. My socks are falling apart. Some of them are ancient. I wear them until they literally have holes in them, and then I put them in the bin, and then I buy a new pair.
Yeah, well, that's what that sounds completely
totally,
reasonable to me.
Totally.
Yeah.
What
else would you do?
You wait until you can big holes in your socks, and some of them.
Well,
are
how big are the holes?
Like you'd feel the ground. Oh, what's that cold thing? Yes. absolutely. But Danny Healy-Ray has one of those Nokias, really old 1997 ones. And he spoke to the Irish Independent at a count centre about it.
I'm very glad to have this phone, and it has served me well for almost 30 years. And as I have it since 1997. I'm not, enamoured by these other flashy phones where they're scrolling up and they're scrolling down and they're seeing what's happening in other parts of the world, and they're not seeing the people that are passing up and down and past their face, because they're stuck into these new phones and they're missing. They're missing, and I worry when I see youngsters all the time stuck in them. They're not watching what their grandparents are doing or what their parents are doing. They're not interested. They're following other things all over the world, and they're missing out on what's going on around them or how they came to be in the world at all.
There you go. He's right, you know. How often does it happen in this country that some young person's there, granny's dead on the floor, but they're finding out what's going on in Gaza?
No,
that's a regular occurrence in this country.
It's true. People are stuck in these echo chambers.
Finding what's going on in other parts of the world. That's awful. And why would you want to know what's going on in other parts of the world?
But I know. Even yesterday evening, my son was building the space rocket and he needed to put beads inside. And then the phone was texting about an EV cable. It won't bore you too much. And he was like, Daddy, put the phone down. And I felt terrible. And it's true. Danny Healy-Ray has a point. Let's get back to the brick phones. Let's, embrace that old technology. And I did meet people in Kilkenny. Well, I actually met them in the city, but they were on their way to the train station to perhaps get to Kilkenny. And we started talking about VHS video recorders, which still work.
Well, we have an old video player.
A VHS?
A VHS.
As opposed to a Betamax?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does it still work?
Absolutely, yes. Brilliant.
And that's in County Kilkenny?
That's right,
And what sort of videos do you watch on it? Any
The favourites? Quiet Man and stuff like that.
And it still turns, it still produces
a
good picture?
Yes, and children's films and the Sound of Music and all
turning.
That.
You can hear it turning.
You can hear it turning. Yeah. So my voice is not the best at the moment. Yes, you can hear it turning.
Yeah.
As a physics teacher, it gives me great fascination to look into it and see all the working parts. We have a mini disc player, believe it or not.
Oh, I do love a mini disc. I have one too. Yeah.
Which actually had better sound quality than a crystalline CD, which is still available today. Sorry, all record stores, but there you go.
So the mini disc was something really quite spectacular because it was a CD inside a cassette tape, you could say.
That's
and the crystal sound, nothing has quite got there.
No.
And now we have condensed sound through Spotify, and it's just not quite there, is it?
It's not there. Spotify is not. No, absolutely. No.
And being a physics teacher, is it important to tell your students about this old technology and to grasp it and hold on to it?
Yes, but it is almost election period, and I always say fidelity is key. Sound quality is absolutely important. Like when you listen to music, yes, harmony is important, fidelity is key. The King of Strings, Mantovani, said what's missing today in music is fidelity.
Okay, good man, Mantovani. I bet you he still has, well, he's probably not alive anymore, but I'm sure he had a brick phone in his day. He's right, though, about the old, you see, the mini disc didn't catch on, because not enough record companies released music. It was like VHS and Beta. That's
true.
What happened to it.
And then there was the illegal downloads that helped kill it. But I got a mini disc. I think I
did. I had
£300 for it.
I had a full size one.
Did you? Like an actual hi-fi one?
Yeah. It was like, oh, this is going to be, CDs are going to be, finished in the next 2 years. And of course they didn't. And then records came back.
And then records is full circle. And I didn't know hi-fi stood for that. It stands for high fidelity. And it's about the accurately, reproducing the copy of the sound source. I never knew what hi-fi stood for. I just thought it was
a stacking thing. Yeah, it used to be a big thing, but yeah.
Massive, huge thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's that important. People just kind of adjust the music anyway to how they like it to sound. Well, really, rather than...
Some people love a crackle. They love the crackle of a record. Some people enjoy poor quality sound.
Yes, if you enjoy poor quality sound, please get in touch. And we'll speak in muffled tone for the rest of the thing. Danny Healy Ray sounds like he's commentating on a horse race, says the texter. I wonder, is Healy Ray's phone like Trigger from Only Fools and Horses Brush? As in, like, they put bits of it. No, I it's an old brick phone. There's no reason at all why probably he needed to get it fixed at all. Those things... Still, well, actually, it is, in fairness to him. It just shows how, we were just lured into getting replacement phones because they're brighter and shinier and all that
Nokias
stuff.
Nokias were fantastic.
And they still work. John says, we got married in 1986. The usual presents, red wash basin with matching drainer, etc. We also got lovely pillows. I still have and use mine after 38 years.
The pillow?
Yeah.
Wow.
God, that pillow is...
Is it yellow?
Was it a hard pillow or a soft pillow, John? Because if it was a soft pillow, we'd be a bit shapeless at this point.
I can understand why people get attached to pillows. I get that. I love a good pillow.
Oh, I love a hard pillow.
Do you?
Yes, I do. And you can never get a hard pillow in a hotel. Drives me mad.
No, that is true. Do you bring your own pillow then?
No, a trick is if it's really soft and I like can't, because I've tinnitus in one ear, so I can't sleep on that side. Oh. And because then the pillow wraps around my face and half suffocates me. What you can do is get towels.
Towels?
Get bath towels, fold them up, put them inside the pillowcase, and that's nice and hard.
And are you a feather-type pillow person? Do you go for a top-quality pillow?
Oh, no, any old cheap crap, as long as it's hard.
It has to be hard. That's Camp Shop. Try a Camp Shop. They have hard pillows. That's what you need to do.
All right,
like a proper camp bed. I'm actually going camping this weekend.
Do they even have pillows?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I mean, we've got camping pillows. I think they're just basically like small pillows.
Where are you going camping?
We are going to, remember the name of the place. It's basically a practice. It's a practice camping trip.
Okay.
And it's in North County Dublin, beside St. Eta's, the big psychiatric hospital.
All right,
What's the name of that town, the beside there? It will come to me. We're going
there. Balbriggan?
Not Balbriggan, no. It's close to there. It will come to me. The listeners will help us.
And it is going to lash rain this weekend.
It's going to pour. It's a really bad idea. But we've booked it and we're going camping in Dublin in the rain and we're sticking with it. And there'll be no technology whatsoever.
Yeah. So I think we've spoken about this before. You've an old radio.
Yeah, old radio, old hi-fi. But this is an interesting one. This is an old transistor radio, about the same size as a small mobile phone. A bit like a Walkman, but smaller again. It's from the 1960s. It's a Sony transistor radio. It was my granddad's and it was my dad's. We found it during a big clear out and we're going to try and get it fixed. Quite small and an amazing piece of technology. Nothing quite like it. It was the first of its kind, a portable, small, little radio. Obviously, Sony then went on and invented the Walkman. Anyway, here is Jeffrey Rowe, an engineer who fixes things, and he runs the repair cafe at TOG Hackerspace. And the next one is on June 30th.
I think it's a combination of a bit of nostalgia, and people get set in their ways. We get comfortable with using things. We form that attachment. We understand how it works or how to get the most out of it. But in recent years, we've seen people really get an attachment because they understand, hold on, everything I buy, unfortunately, will end up in landfill and somewhere exists forever. So people don't want to keep accumulating things on our planet, and we want to try and keep things going for longer.
Tell me about the group that you have. You meet up, you fix old stuff.
Yes, we form a repair cafe. We meet up roughly every month and really help people to continue to have their items for longer. So doing a little bit of repair, doing a little bit of maintenance, and having people enjoy their objects for much longer.
Tell us about Minitel. You were at an event just the other day. What was Minitel?
So Minitel was a system originally in the late 1980s in France and right up into the late 1990s. And it was an early system that allowed people to do online banking, shopping, and all this from their home before we had the internet. And why people keep these old systems up and running is a bit of nostalgia, and it's a bit of this technology. A lot of human effort and human endeavor went into creating it. And it's good to keep these systems going. A bit of respect to the people and the effort that was put in beforehand. But it's a way to shape and inform the youth and engineers of tomorrow about how things were built and get a greater grasp of them.
So back in the day, the French all had a Minitel in their house. They could shop on it. It was their version of online before we had online.
Very much so. Every home would have it connected to their phone line, and it was and the French telecom system actually provided it to all the households. So it really was kind of forward thinking, that bringing digitalization before it was even a thing to the people of France.
What do you love about old stuff, and why do you fix old stuff, and how come so many of us just can't part with that old technology, and we do our very best to keep it going?
For me, it's a great learning opportunity to learn how things are made. So in my day job, I look after designing public transport systems, so circuit boards and big computers. But looking at those designs from the 60s, 70s and 80s really gives me an insight as to how things were made, and really gives me a grasp and an understanding of when I'm designing even products today, like how will my products be dealt with in 30 years' time? Will it be maintainable? Will someone like me in 30 years' time be able to fix something or keep it going? So it really informs my decisions.
Have you any old stuff that, you know, you still use, it's still going?
So I'm very fond of a particular phone myself. It's 6 years old at this stage. I keep it updated as best I can with security updates, but it's really fun that I wouldn't change it, because I find phones these days are too big for my pocket. I prefer a more smaller, slimline phone.
That Sony little transistor radio that dates back to the early 1960s, is it fixable, or has that technology moved on?
Well, the technology has certainly moved on, but it is certainly fixable. A lot of the parts on the inside are human replaceable, so the parts that are made in modern machines are machine place. We're using pick and place machines, but this will be certainly able to repair it by hand, and you'll be able to listen to your favourite radio station very shortly.
Right, that was Geoffrey Rowe. And did he?
He took it away.
He took it away. How much is he not going to charge you an arm and a leg for this.
I think I'll be paying him for the costs of it. So he'll say, look, I need to buy this wire.
It cost me €1 million to get this wire. Someone who says, speaking of records being back, I have a record player that I got in the 80s as a teenager. Mm. It was put away in our shed for the last 2 decades. But recently my daughter asked, could she have it for her bedroom? Because all the singers she listens to now release songs on vinyl. The sound quality is still fantastic. Some Ryben says, please help. I have a mini disc player, but I think the power circuit board is bunched. Any idea where they can be repaired? Well, you just heard Geoffrey Rowe there in Repair Cafe in Tog Hackerspace. The next one is June the 30th. So I'd say Google Tog Hacker, T-O-G Hackerspace. And get in contact with them. Tell Henry to get over to Tidal for his music. Top quality sound, way better than Spotify.
Oh, right.
Says Martin in the bus. Must check that out. I'm out now in my grandfather's Ford 36010 tractor from 1980, making small square bales with a baler from the 1960s. I've had this machine all my life, and I'm the only person who can make her run properly because you understand her. I like to hear things like that. I really do.
It's beautiful.
CDs, you just can't browse MP3s in the same way. No, you can't. Nor Spotify, etc. And you can't pass those on because you don't own them. And you just turn the CD player sound system on and press play. And someone else says, I have a lovely Pi radio. Excuse me. Purchased 1947. The sound is terrific. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's because I even know wireless as well.
Yes.
That fell out in
Hi-Fi Hospital
out in Kells. And you know when you turn it on, it goes boom.
Oh, lovely.
You know, and then
beautiful.
Everything's very bassier. It's much bassier. It sounds like they're broadcasting from the 1940s.
Like that sounds beautiful, and I don't have something.
I know, except the damn all radio stations broadcasting on long wave or medium wave anymore. Anyway,
no, it's true. You won't find anything. Well, you might find a little bit of BBC Radio 4 or something like that.
Yeah,
but like that. I my first ever paycheck from this organization. I bought a Philips Mini Hi-Fi, and it's now over in Mallorca. It's sitting there in Santa Ponsa.
In your mother's apartment.
Yeah, and it's still going. It's white and orange.
Okay,
and
good.
So it's not even that old. It's only, what is that, 20 odd years?
Yeah.
Like, but it's still going. I mean, you won't be able to find anything like that. As you mentioned, the mobile phones, you might get 2 years out of them before they start breaking or acting up. But I did actually bump into a journalist there on Talbot Street, isn't it?
Talbot Street, yeah.
And Irish Times journalist, actually outside the Irish Independent, just pure coincidence.
Mm.
Here is Rosita Boland, and she likes to collect these traditional gadgets.
Well, I still have analog radios, and I know that I can listen to any radio station, including News Talk, on my phone. But I have an actual physical radio in my kitchen, and I have one in my guest room, and they're going to stay, and I do turn them on.
So you have these FM radios, / AM, / long wave, and that's the thing. If you go into an app, you might have to listen to an advert. If it's a smart speaker, there could be an internet digital Wi-Fi interruption. But if it's just the old FM, it's going to work no matter what, isn't it?
I grew up with the radio. It was always on in the kitchen. My dad would listen to Radio 4 as well, BBC, so I always knew that there was more than one side to a story. And then at boarding school, radios were forbidden. I mean, this is back in the day, obviously.
They banned
before
them.
So radios were not allowed, but we all had them, and we had little earphones, and we would listen to Radio Luxembourg under the covers and the top 30 and all of that. And I don't know, there's just something about, you know, being abed in the Midlands in a boarding school, and you could be other places in the world at the same time.
So it was great escapism for you.
It was great escapism, and I love my radios. And one of the sorrows of my life is that I bought a fantastic sort of 1960s old radio at a market, and I got somebody to fix it for me, and it had one of those batteries, like a big huge square battery, that are really hard to find now. And I had that for years and years. I brought it around the world with me when I was living in different places, but it finally packed up, and I couldn't bear to recycle it for ages. I was so fond of it.
Now, that was Rosita Boland there from the Irish Times. Did you find it's quite a common thing people are keeping old technology, particularly?
Yeah, I mean, some of us are all hoarders. Some of us love it. Some of us just move on straight away. For example, I met this guy, and he was like, "Yeah, I binned everything. Yeah, I have no TV, and I just follow everything on YouTube." But most people do collect stuff, except this guy.
I was born in 1975.
So you're older than me.
I'm older than you, but you look older than me.
That's for sure.
No, that's no. I haven't shaved.
You've got lots of old technology attached to you. You've got an old Canon camera. Is that a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And what is it you love about the old technology?
It's easier to walk, you know, and it's an interest. It's an interest.
And what is the walkie-talkie for?
It's a ham radio. You can monitor police and stuff like that.
And do you like to monitor the police?
It's an old ham radio. No, I don't monitor the police at all. But it's a ham radio, and it's easy. I'm used to using stuff like this. I used to be a courier.
Oh, you used to be a courier?
Yeah.
So you love it?
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
And you embrace old technology?
I do, yeah.
And you're dressed up in full army gear. Do you like the army?
Yeah, I was in the army, FCA, yeah.
So you're embracing it?
Oh, yeah, I love it, yeah.
A Nokia phone and a television.
An old phone and an old TV.
Yeah, and just an old radio.
So you're on a modern electric scooter. That's modern technology.
Yeah.
What sort of old technology do you have?
We still have a petrol bike that's older than me and yourself. I'm 41, and it has a pedal assist. You pedal it, and then that makes it go, and then it turns into petrol. You with me? Because it's so long back.
Old.
Yeah, it pedals on. It's older than me and me brother and you. That's why we have it there. And people keep coming on the internet and giving us offers for it, because they'll just restore it. You know the way it's all about restoring things. Me Nintendo.
You've got your own Nintendo as well.
The Nintendo where you
Super
shoot from
Nintendo?
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo charmers. Ah, someone sexed in to say I still have a Commodore Amiga 500 from 1989. Great games on it, like Sensible Soccer.
Fantastic.
I work as a machine knitter. My machine is from 1989. As it's hand powered, it works without electricity. So in the summer, I can work from the back garden. I assume like you have a pedal on the bottom. I got a watch from my college graduation 18 years ago. I just can't part with it. I've tried a Fitbit, an Apple Watch, etc., but nothing feels the same. I've lost count of how many times I had to get it fixed, but I feel naked when I don't have it on. I completely understand that. Yeah.
Proper watch.
Yeah, proper watch. Cormac says, Apple's recent advert featured instruments and paint in a giant crusher. The instruments were all destroyed and squeezed into an iPad. The ad received such a negative reaction that Apple pulled it and apologised. But was still interesting seeing a company so openly suggesting that all you need is a screen, says Cormac. Yes, interesting, especially given that that's what they make. White Van Dave says, I'm pushing my late 30s, i.e. I'm 47, and I've never owned a record of any sort. The sound is just not good. Still have CDs, but mostly Spotify. Well, the records wouldn't work well when you're driving the van around the place, I would have thought. And so, now this is, if we were given a prize for the most bizarre opening sentence of a text, you know, this would be a contender. I got a chest freezer in 1998 for my oldest son's communion.
Why?
What?
Is it to keep bodies?
little Joey's making his communion. We have to buy a chest freezer. That's the way you celebrate a communion. That's it, yeah. But they go on to say, it's in the back kitchen. Every appliance in the kitchen has been released over the last 26 years, apart from the freezer. They don't make them as good quality anymore.
Well, indeed they're not.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. And I'm sure your son comes back and visits the chest freezer and remembers all those happy days making his communion. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.